Jerry and I were going to brainstorm with your help of everyone in at the meeting about column and row names to read properly in JAWS. And yeah, I should say there are two ways to do it for JAWS users. One, if you do the column and row title override, you could actually have it take the column titles and have it saved in a JAWS configuration file. That is fine if you're saving it for yourself, but if you need to move the document to the Excel spreadsheet someplace else, you'd have to find that JAWS file and move it with that. Or the other issue too is that if someone wants to create row and column headers if in spreadsheet and they're not a JAWS user, they can't use that method. So the other method is to use what's actually built into JAWS, where you actually can insert a row and title name and configure it to do that. And as of JAWS is supposedly able to read those, as of JAWS, I believe JAWS 6 or some, maybe even a later version. So Jerry found on these webinars from Plain Scientific, which I always highly recommend. I've had very good success with them. And they had some step-by-step instructions, which both Jerry and I followed. And I was pretty careful following them just to a T, making sure I did everything exactly right. And neither of us could actually get it to work. We got it to work in the sense that we could put title and column row headers into the spreadsheet, but JAWS wasn't reading that. And this is maybe a cautionary tale to not always believe everything you read, because there's a step to configure JAWS that is kind of missing in the instructions. And for those of you who saw the meeting announcement, you could actually look at those instructions. The link is in the meeting announcement. So Jerry, you want to describe how you found the solution?
So yeah, there are two ways of, and Frank explain some of the advantages of the way that I'm recommending, the way that this article recommended, because anybody can create labels for rows and columns, and they don't have to even be a JAWS user. And if they give you that file and you open it with JAWS, if they've done it properly, you'll be able to read them. The one thing that I found after I tested it and couldn't get it to work, I found that I was able to go into quick settings with insert V and turn off something called define name column and row titles override. And as soon as I turned that off, it started working. But the document that we had received didn't say anything about that.
So I was thinking maybe you would just let people know that there's a solution, that we don't need the brainstorming session, and then we'll keep them in suspense till next month. And we'll find out what they did.
Sounds good.
Generally, by default, in the quick settings, you know, that override thing is set as off, but I've had a few clients who, for whatever reason, it got turned on and you want that off. And the define names I use all the time, it's great. I've never used the JAWS feature.
Yeah, me too. It's a Zamy. Same here.
I've used that JAWS feature for years, and I've tried several times to learn how to do the naming this way and just wasn't able to succeed at it. But now that I know how to do it, one of the worst things about using that JAWS feature is the command that you have to use to actually save the row and column titles. And it's, I don't even remember now what it is. I think it's
14.
Insert Shift Alt C or something like that for columns. But anyway,